If you ever been bullied at any point in your life, either when you were younger or as an adult, then you know how horrible it can feel. Today, we will talk about why bullying has such a big impact on your mental health and how to deal with it and recover from being bullied. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. When we talk about bullying, it's important to remember just how much harm it can do to your mental health. It is resulting in a continuous stress and fear that leads to anxiety. It impacts as well self-esteem and self-worth. If someone's constantly being criticized, embarrassed, or left out of things, then they must eventually start thinking there is something wrong with them, or even believe they deserve this kind of treatment, which can lead to feelings of depression and loneliness. Bullying can also lead to social isolation. Sometimes the person being bullied starts avoiding social situations to try and escape more bullying. In some serious cases, it can be traumatic. This is especially true when it involves physical or sexual harm. It can lead to something called post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or other mental health issues relating to trauma. Lastly, even though bullying can happen to anyone at any age, let's take a moment to specifically talk about children and young people who are still growing mentally and emotionally. For them, bullying can be particularly damaging. The stress and emotional upset caused by bullying can affect their brain development, learning, and even their ability to form healthy relationships. Now, let's talk about how to get recovered from being bullied or protect yourself from bullying. First thing, set boundaries for yourself. I'm always insisting on that point. It's about setting your own limits and communicate them, and try to protect your space by all means. And essentially, show yourself compassion. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't blame yourself about others' decisions and others' behaviors. Furthermore, shift your mindset. And by that I mean you consciously view the bullying as life challenge that you have overcome, rather than personal failure, because it's not. Recognizing your strengths and your resistance against bullying is really important and can shift your mindset and your perspective about this experience. Then try to challenge negative self-talk. Every time you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts about yourself, stop and question those thoughts. Are they actually true, or just fears and insecurities brought by the bullying? On the top of that, practice forgiveness. I mean, release the hold that this negative experience has over you and just let it go. It can happen to anyone, so it's okay. Next, adopt journaling. Because writing is an excellent way to release your thoughts and feelings. It can help you process the bullying experience and track your healing. And finally, develop your coping skill. That might mean learning relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation, or finding creative outlets like drawing or playing an instrument which can all help you handle emotional distress. Thank you so much for your presence and for listening till the end. For more content, go and check the Instagram account Minutes of Facts. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.